Welcome to Be Still and Know. I'm Jonathan Edwards, and this is our opportunity to hear what God is saying to us today. Proverbs chapter 12, verses 15 and 16. Fools think their own way is right, but the wise listen to others. A fool is quick-tempered, but a wise person stays calm when insulted. The language of Proverbs is very black and white, isn't it? The writer refers to wise people and does everything he can think of to illustrate how wonderful it is to live in this way. It's a life of happiness, prosperity, and peace, and is marked by humility, grace, and generosity. It stands in complete contrast to the fool, whose way of life is miserable, poor, and full of conflict. We all lurch between these two extremes. We can see the huge blessings of being wise, but we have to admit that we're still capable of foolishness at times. The value of Proverbs is that it gives us some very clear, practical pointers on how to live wisely. These verses give us two pieces of valuable advice. Firstly, we must listen to others with care, because this allows us to be blessed by their experience and wisdom. I'm delighted that mentoring has become so popular in recent years, and I find it an enriching part of my own life, both as a mentor and a mentee. However confident you may be about a course of action, you need to check your thinking with others. Secondly, we need to stay calm when we're insulted, which is incredibly tough. If someone is rude to us, the instinct is to hit back immediately for self-preservation. But it's wiser to keep calm and respond in a measured way when we've had time to think things through. A quick-tempered outburst is bound to make things worse. I'm so glad that we can read this wise advice through the perspective of the New Testament, knowing that God has given us his Holy Spirit to strengthen us and give us his wisdom amid the rough and tumble of life. So let me ask you this question. In what way do you need the Holy Spirit to help you to be wise in your relationship with others? And now let's pray together. Lord God, pour out your Holy Spirit upon us so that we will become increasingly wise and gracious each day. Amen. I'm so glad you've joined me today. I encourage you to join me every day for Be Still and Know here on Premier. Or you might like to join the thousands of people who listen to this on podcast, which is available at any time. I do hope you have a great day today. God bless you.